Hop, Gunners! Former Arsenal Academy striker Billy Vega passed away during the week. A young gunner chasing the dream, taken far too soon after a tragic collision during a match, just 21 years old. He may not have had the chance to wear the red and white under the Emirates lights, but he carried the Arsenal spirit, hard work, skill, determination. Once a gunner, always a gunner. And this is bigger than football. It's a reminder that safety in our game must never be an afterthought. Pitches, stadiums, environments should protect the players who give everything for the sport we love. So Billy, rest in peace. The Arsenal family mourns you, and to his beloved ones, we send strength, prayers, and love. Arsenal are through to the fourth round after a professional, if not exactly sparkling, 2-0 win over Port Vale. Eberechi Eze finally opened his account, tucking one away early to settle nerves.
Oh, it's left for Eze! But what a moment for him. Eberechi scores his first goal since returning to his boyhood club.
But after that, the game became a stubborn grind. Vale defended deep, the Gunners probed without quite slicing through. Enter Leandro Trossard, the man with ice in his veins. He came on late, sniffed out a chance and buried the second to shut the door.
That's a lovely take. Leandro Trossard gets Arsenal second.
That's what squad depth looks like. Even on a night with 9 changes, Arsenal still found quality to win without breaking sweat. It wasn't perfect. There were some sloppy passing, some nervy moments, but hey, the job was done, minutes were banked, and the youngsters plus fringe players got their chance. Bigger tests await, but you can only beat what's in front of you. Ah, Arsenal and injuries. It feels almost existential at this point. You sit back, scroll through the newsfeed, and it's like a litany. Havertz, Odegaard, Saka, Saliba, Hincapié, Madueke. Saka is back, I guess. But the list doesn't seem to stop. Every Premier League game seems to come with a fresh lament from the physio room. And it makes you wonder, Shayna, football with your watch, or a modern Greek tragedy played out on the pitch? It's easy to blame it on scheduling, intensity, the Arteta demands, or the medical setup. Maybe it's all of that, but there's something almost spiritual in the repetition. A top team fed on paper, undone week after week by the invincible hand of injury. Fans start to pray. Analysts start to point fingers. And the club has to reconcile ambition with human fragility. And yet, in the middle of frustration, there's a strange awe. It's a test, not just for the squad, but for the culture of resilience Arsenal is trying to build. Who will step up when the usual suspects are sidelined? How do you maintain momentum when luck, biology, and perhaps karma seem aligned against you? This isn't just a run of bad luck. It's a mirror for the club. A reminder that glory is never guaranteed, and every season has its trials. And maybe, just maybe, it's in how Arsenal navigates these injuries that we'll see whether this team is truly destined for greatness, or if it will forever be a story of what could have been. Last season, Arsenal women did something monumental. They climbed the mountain of Europe and planted the flag. Champions of the UEFA Women's Champions League for the first time since 2007. And somehow, in the noise of football's endless churn, I didn't give it the gravitas it deserved. I'm sorry, ladies. 18 years of waiting, of near misses, of heartbreak and rebuilds. Then in Lisbon, against Barcelona, the powerhouse of women's football, Arsenal stood tall. Kim Little's leadership, Leah Williamson's resilience, Katie McCabe's fire, anchored a side that believed when many doubted. Rainey Slegers, parachuted mid-season, steadied the ship and set the sails straight for glory. This was more than a trophy, come on. This was restoration of Arsenal's rightful place in Europe. This was a message to every girl in Hayland, every supporter in the Emirates, every believer who carried the badge through the wilderness years. Arsenal is still a giant. And now looking back, I realize this wasn't just last season's triumph. This is a chapter that will echo for decades.
Come on, John!
For 4 decades, Arsenal in the community has been doing the quiet, heavy lifting that keeps football more than a game. These pitches are more than rectangles of grass and light, they're lifelines, safe zones in estates where kids need both a ball at their feet and a role model in their corner. From Islington to Camden, you can trace the red line of belonging. Mayville, Harvest, King Square, now Peckwater. It's not just about bricks and steel estates, it's Arsenal territory, reimagined as home turf for young dreamers. Now, it's easy to chant on match days, but it's harder to keep chanting on a random Tuesday night when no one is watching. But that's exactly what this is. Legacy work. Community work. Arsenal work. You know this fixture, Newcastle away, it always feels like stepping into a cauldron where the fire is stoked by black and white scarves and dirty chants that never seem to run out of breath. But Arsenal, we're not tourists anymore. We have learned to carry our own fire even when the northeast skies try to rain it out. Look at the state of it. Gordon returns for them, so St. James would definitely roar, but they still can't shake the problem of goals. Meanwhile, we roll up without Jesus, Havertz, and maybe even Odegaard, yet the badge still carries weight because we don't depend on one man anymore. We've built a machine. Rice anchors, Saka flies, Eze steps in like he's been waiting for this shirt all his life. This is beyond spectacle. This is steel. If it turns cagey, then let it. If it turns into a trench fight in the midfield, better still. We've got the soldiers for it now. Low scoring, I'm fine with that. 1-0 to the Arsenal has a vintage taste. And if we dare to stretch them wide, if our pressing bites, that whole stadium will feel the clock tick louder with every red and white pass. So yes, Newcastle may bark, but we come to bite. Title chasers don't pick fixtures, they take them. And tomorrow, whether it's one goal or three, the road back south must carry 3 points in red and white. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!